When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Sometimes you go out to eat at a restaurant and you ask for like an extra side of ranch. Sometimes you ask for an extra side of tongue.
What? Nope.
You know what I'm saying, Lydia?
I think that would only be you, Jubal.
It's time for your second date update. Ronnie emailed us, and Ronnie ended up getting a phone number from a waitress. That's what I mean by that.
Oh, nice.
Okay, because I was worried you were talking about a strip club or something.
No, I wasn't. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
Good, man. That was really funny.
The tongue thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that was me. I worked long and hard thinking of that one. But no, that's what your email said, that you went out to dinner and then you ended up getting the waitress's phone number. Good job. I've tried to leave my number for a lot of waitresses in my day. Never call me
it
back.
It seriously never works.
Never works for me.
I don't. You know what, man? I've never done this. I have never done that.
Oh, okay, and, so you're 100% success rate. Yeah. Way to rub it in.
Yeah, right. It was one of those situations where you just know there's something there. And I just like... You know, I just got really brave.
Did you ask for her number, or did you do what I do, because I'm scared to ask for a number, and then write it next to a big tip that you left her?
Yeah. No, I had to ask, man,
Ronnie.
Because I knew that if I didn't, I would be just waiting by the phone, and so I wanted to leave any kind of, question. You know, just leave it off the table.
Ronnie, be real with me, though. You said there's something undeniable, but is it just because she's really hot?
You know, that's obviously going to be, like, the first thing, the surface, like, the whole appearance and stuff. But it was really more or less, like, the conversation between us. You know?
Like, she came up and she was like, hey, can I interest you in dessert? And you were like, no. And she said, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
The way she read the specials.
Yeah, but it was the subtext, man. It was the subtext.
Okay. Her lips were saying, here's your check, but her eyes were saying, ask me for my number, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, it was like, you know, it was like threw a couple of jokes out there. She picked them up immediately. It was really, really cool. I mean, but like she trumped me immediately at the table, and I just knew, man, this girl is special.
All right. So tell us about your date.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went to the driving range.
Nice.
And we hit some balls and drank a couple of beers, and it was going really, really, really
I find
well.
that's a really good place to take a girl, because usually you're like, hey, you couldn't possibly know how to swing one of these because you're a girl. Let me show you how to swing a golf club. And they like that a lot.
That
right?
Goes over real well.
Lydia, like, wants to hit me.
Hey, she's definitely got a swing.
Okay.
It was impressive.
All right. And then what'd you do after the driving range?
Well, I mean, it just started pouring. We were thinking about maybe grabbing some dinner or whatever, but it started pouring, and she goes, why don't we go back to my place?
That's nice.
Good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so too. I said, okay, not a problem. Let's do this. We go back to her place. We towel off. We get dry. And we hung out. We watched TV. We did a little cuddling. nothing like super physical. It was really, really nice, really, really chill. I left. I kissed her on the cheek, and I just, you know, I was walking like 2 feet up off the ground all the way to my car. It was awesome.
Nice. And you kissed her on the cheek, and then did she say like, "Hey, we should totally do this again," or didn't she, did she?
Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, you know, let's do this again." I said, "Absolutely."
And you've heard nothing from her?
Eek.
Not one thing.
I do love, Ronnie, your positive attitude. Most men would be disappointed by the end of the date that you just described. Cuddling, nothing too physical, kiss on the cheek. But good for you.
Hey, you know, I believe in courtship. Take your time.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know what I think happened? I think Ronnie wasn't forceful enough with his date.
What?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm moving 92.5.
It's never a good word to use.
Aggressive. Is aggressive better?
Nope.
He wasn't aggressive enough
not
with
improving.
His date?
Not improving.
All right. I think Ronnie screwed up his first date with this girl, Leslie, because he didn't make a move.
Oh.
She invited him to her place. He said they cuddled and everything else, and when he was leaving, he gave her a little kiss on the cheek and then left. I think, Ronnie, you screwed up by accepting the kiss on the cheek. You should have gone straight for the lips. You should have denied it and said, no, I don't kiss on the cheek. Show me those lips, baby.
Oh, come on.
Just like that.
No, he was being true to himself. He believes in courtship and being a gentleman.
Ronnie, what do you think?
I don't know.
We've heard it before, though, from girls who are like, "Yeah, I took him back here. He didn't even want to do anything with me, so I don't want to talk to him anymore."
Yeah, so maybe you dodged a bullet on that.
All right, we're about to call Leslie and see if we can get an answer why she's not returning your phone calls, okay?
Cool.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Leslie, please?
Yes, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5.
Okay. What is this about?
Well, you recently had an experience with one of our listeners, and so we wanted to call you up and ask you about it.
All right.
I know that sounds creepy to say it like that.
What exactly is this?
You went out on a date with a guy named Ronnie a little while ago. You remember that?
Yeah. How do you know that?
Ronnie listens to our show. And Ronnie liked you a lot, and you haven't been returning any of his phone calls. So he emailed us to give you a call and see if we could find out what he did wrong.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yeah. Can you tell us why you're not calling Ronnie back? This is what I thought, okay? Ronnie told us all about your date. I said that he may have screwed up by not making a move on you because you invited him back to his place. To me, that's a signal like, yeah, you know. And so
yeah, something like that. He may have screwed up by making not a move on me, but on my dog. I can put it that way.
Whoa, what? What did she say?
He made a move on your dog?
I almost immediately regretted taking him back to my place.
What is going on right now?
Leslie, can you explain to us what you mean by making a move on your dog?
Well, I have a Yorkie. I have a little Yorkie dog. Mm-hmm. And most guys, like, whenever people come back to my apartment, it's just like, you know, they pat him on the head and they're like, "Oh, you're so cute," whatever. Ronnie fell in love with him.
Okay.
He was just talking to him in a baby boy, and he was, like, barely paying attention to me. Like, I felt like a third wheel.
You felt like Ronnie had abandoned your date and was now on a date with your little Yorkie.
He was totally on a date with Ronnie.
Leslie.
And he was kissing him on the mouth.
Oh, gross!
You know, like, rolling around on the floor with him, rubbing his belly with his head.
He
was like one of my dogs. He was like one of my dogs, like, rope toys. You know, there's like tug of war, like rope toys.
Yeah.
He puts it in his mouth.
All right, that's gross, and I'm a dog person.
Gross. And like at the end of the night, honestly, like, you know, I didn't want to kiss this guy after he put dog toys in his mouth. Like,
I let him kiss him.
Hey, Leslie.
Yes.
Come on.
Ronnie is actually on the other line and heard what you just said.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe this.
Hi.
Hey. look, he was so cool, and I mean, it wasn't excessive.
Yeah, but I mean, we were on a date. Like, weren't we on a date? And honestly, you know, like, you just met the dog, too. Like, it's a strange dog to you, and you barely know me. So why would you be, like, making out with my dog, practically? When you first
come on,
him,
I wasn't
like,
making out
fast.
With your dog. You're being, you're, that's being, that's
but
going
you
far.
Were putting his toys in your mouth, and, like, playing tug of war. I know he's adorable, but I've never seen anyone react to my dog the way that you did. And it was really off-putting because I basically just met you. So it's like, don't ignore me to hang out with my dog. Why would you do that?
Ronnie, did you actually put the dog's toy in your mouth?
Yeah, that's gross, dude.
Yeah, but like, but she's leaving out a key detail.
Give me the key detail then, because I'm really curious. No matter what, that sounds...
It was clean. You said it was clean. It was like, you're like, here, the brand new, like, you want to play
yeah, but like, again, why would you change dogs? Like, anything that was on the floor, like, dogs, like, to poop on or pee on. Like, you don't know where that toy has been.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
know
Ronnie...
what? And Leslie, I gotta admit, I kind of feel sorry for the dog because it obviously needed somebody to play with.
Oh,
are
come
you serious? Are you kidding me?
Ronnie, the
no,
dog
well, no,
whisperer.
No, I'm not. I mean, like, the dog ran up to me like I was the only human being it's ever been in contact
oh,
with.
Oh, my God.
Ronnie,
that
that's...
You know, a huge exaggeration.
Ronnie, now you're
and
insulting
my dog
her.
Gets a lot of attention. I love my dog. You don't know anything about me. My dog loves new people, which a lot of dogs do. They see a new person and they love new people.
Ronnie, that's what dogs do. Dogs run up to you like they've never seen anybody in their life to get it. That's just what they do.
Mm-hmm. They just want attention.
Not all the time.
I wanted attention from you and you totally ignored me.
I feel like I'm being persecuted because I loved your dog.
I'd love to take that out of context.
Ronnie, despite how much affection you showed the dog, can you at least understand where Leslie's coming from, where it felt like you neglected her?
Look, it's not like I completely ignored her. We ended up cuddling and watching television for like an hour.
Yeah, but you may have been cuddling with her, but you were thinking about cuddling with the dog. You know.
That's a good one. Come up on the couch. Like, my dog wouldn't come up on the couch with us, and you were, like, distracted by that.
Oh, man.
Hey, Leslie, I would love to ask if you'd go out with Ronnie again. I will pay for your second date.
I think that Ronnie would rather go out with my dog, honestly. So I'm going to have to say no.
Ronnie, would you like to go out with Leslie again?
You know, I think that I'll pass.
Really?
Surprising.
Yeah. I mean, like, you really kind of took this to a different level. It was 15 minutes, max 20.
Oh,
and I
took it to a different level.
Yeah.
Okay. And I really wish I had had you. Like, I wish I had had a hidden camera that night so you could see how ridiculous you were.
Can
I'm
we set?
Please, don't call me and don't call my dog ever again. Thank you.
I won't. I promise you. Hey, and let me get him a bigger kennel because the shoebox size kennel that you left him in for 5 hours, probably not a good idea.
I'm getting dog advice.
Is there a dog protective service?
Well, you're a complete jack.
What?
Way to get angry at me. Way to really be a take this to another level now.
Right. Well,
go get a dog. Go to the kennel, Ronnie, and get a dog for yourself to like make love with. Okay?
Two, and they're really
I wish
happy.
You guys a happy life together.
Ronnie, you got your answer. Maybe next time don't put the dog's toys in your mouth.
I think I've realized through this conversation that I definitely go out with a pet lover that's as passionate about dogs as I am.
Or
yes, passionate in what way exactly? That's my question. Yeah. I think you're a little too passionate.
Instead of looking for your next date at a restaurant, just go to the dog park.
Yeah.
That's a better idea.
You'll clean up there.
Hop in there with the other dogs and find someone to hang out with.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.